A few hundred yards to the east, closer to Lenin's mausoleum and Red Square, Joseph Stalin, the General Secretary of the Bolshevik Party and Vosht, leader of the Soviet Union, was in his office, the little corner, at an angle of the triangular Yellow Palace. Stalin, now 53, 22 years Nadia's senior and the father of her two children, was meeting his favoured secret policeman. Genrikh Yagoda, deputy chairman of the GPU, informed Stalin of new plots against him in the party, and more turbulence in the countryside. Stalin, assisted by Premier Molotov, 42, and his economics chief Valerian Kubishev, 45, who looked like a mad poet, ordered the arrest of those who opposed them. Stalin feared losing the Ukraine itself, which, in parts, had descended into a dystopia of starvation and disorder. When Yagoda left, the others stayed, talking about their war to break the back of the peasantry, whatever the cost to the millions starving in history's greatest man-made famine. They were determined to use grain to finance their gargantuan push to make Russia a modern industrial power. But that night, tragedy would be closer to home. Stalin was to face a personal crisis that was the most wounding and mysterious of his career. At 8 p.m., Stalin, a